Joining us this morning, WAMC's political observer, Alan Shartok. And Alan, it's deja vu. Joe Biden, 1 week ago we sat here and talked about Joe Biden and his possible presidential aspirations. And now we seem to have more of an indication he might actually make a run for it.
That's right. He's been assembling some people and they've been talking about his going forward. They're releasing the last words of his beloved son, Beau, and Beau is urging him to follow his destiny and to run for president. And at the same time, Biden stood up here in New York last week and announced that Andrew Cuomo was the best governor in this in the country. That's going to obviously start speculation that Cuomo would be a vice presidential candidate were Biden to run. Cuomo told me months and years ago that Hillary would run and that would preclude his running. Now I think the game changer is Biden saying, well, you know, Cuomo's the best governor, which might mean he might be the best vice president that Biden could find. There could be a lot of people thinking about that one this morning.
And then we have the Greek stock market opening today. And what does that portend for Europe?
Well, it's going to be a mess. Obviously, the Greek stock market is going to open lower, much lower. Not only that, but the Greeks themselves are going to have a hard time participating because of the currency restrictions that they have in Greece. And it'll be mostly foreigners, and we don't know what that's going to mean. We do know that once one market in this interdependent world of ours goes south, that it's going to start have a ripple effect. And I don't have any question that that's what we're going to see this morning. We'll see the Greek market opening lower. We'll see foreign markets probably reflecting their concerns about that.
That's WAMC's political observer, Dr. Alan Shartok. Thanks for joining us this morning, Alan.
And thank you, David, for taking over for the other David.